going around and seeing so many people placing their value in others' hands. I don't understand how that makes sense. Why do you want to seek anybody else's validation when you can seek your own? Everyone has a different opinion, and I don't know why you people want to listen to each one of them. Okay, some opinions may actually be useful and help you become better, but what about the other trash and absolutely worthless opinions? How do you ignore them? How do you deal with them? Listen up. In today's episode, I'm going to be sharing some of my personal advices that may help you realize your own value and help you stop putting it into the hands of others. As always, make sure you're following my other socials, which are linked in the description box below. Without any further ado, let's jump right into it. First things first, stop trying to lower your worth just because you're surrounded in a low vibe environment. Of course, the environment matters, but do you really want to set your value upon how the other people around you are acting with you? What are you? An object set on discount? No, you are you, and that's exactly what makes you powerful. I don't want to see you guys settling down your values based on how other people treat you or act around you. They're them, and that's why literally no one cares about them or what they have to say. The environment you surround yourself with is one of the most important factors, but don't let your self-value depend on it. Change the environment if you feel like it's lower than who you are, but never change yourself or lower down yourself just to adapt to the environment. At the end of the day, you matter, and if you don't understand your own value, I'm sorry, but no podcast can make you understand that if you yourself don't want to. Secondly, your energy is valuable. Don't go around and spend your energy on people who aren't worth it. And that's why we always say choose your company wisely. Suppose you're sitting with your best friend after a long time, but you feel like their energy is draining you, and how they behave with you isn't something you like. Then please stop being so close with them. The energy around you affects your own, and the energy around you is a reflection of how you are. If you surround yourself with people who know their worth, their value, and have an unstoppable mindset, you will automatically sense your energy shifting from a low vibe to a higher vibe. And it will, of course, make you feel way better about yourself. The next one is so important, and that is not everyone and anyone deserves you. Settling down for others isn't the option, and giving your access to anyone isn't the option too. The only option is stop giving access to people who do not deserve you, your time, and your energy. Block them or keep them on mute and just don't let them affect you in any way. Personally, I love to keep them unblocked if it's not so serious, and then I love to show them that I know my own value and I won't settle how you want me to. And of course, they have to enjoy the show as I keep growing. In short, all you have to do is realize that you're not better than everyone in the room, but you sure don't have to give your access to every person present there. The next one is letting people be as they are and accepting situations for what they are. This isn't something we all have mastered to do, but it's so important. You don't have to drain yourself in begging people to stay in your life, even if they are your closest friends. After some point, you will realize that they're not even worth the amount of energy and time you're giving them. So eventually, just let them go in peace and know that you deserve so much better. And that better is coming to you. You'll find new people with new mindsets, and you'll realize that they're so much better than the old ones you thought you vibed with. Never feel guilty for moving on and evolving. Some people will taunt you for changing and finding peace within yourself and your own company, but please don't feel bad about it. I'm so proud that you finally realized how important spending time with yourself is and how you should divide people's role in your life. Not everyone can be your best friend, and don't feel bad for choosing a better company for yourself and choosing people who choose you. It's so amazing that you find new people to connect with and you find people that have a similar mindset like yours. All of these factors are important to keep in mind, and I don't care how much people taunt you for it. Just focus on evolving your own mindset, and the rest of the world can say what they want to. I don't want to see you guys doubting your own self based on other people's views on you. Be so sure about yourself and your own mindset that no one's opinions or projections on who you are can affect who you are. This is so common nowadays. But please, if you have been following me for a while, you know I won't support it. In fact, you should be glad they're trying to make you doubt yourself, because that just proves that they don't know how to mind their own business and they don't work on themselves, which is why they're so free and judgmental. You don't have to prove yourself to anyone. Not everyone knows you, and you weren't put on this planet just to justify every damn thing with everyone. It's at times important to do so, but when it's not, please know when to shut up and walk away. I'm so pissed because I see you guys wasting unnecessary time and energy on people who don't even deserve that explanation. This isn't about being egoistic, it's about knowing your value and having boundaries. Please make sure you know the difference before taking any step. Know yourself first before you know anyone else. This line itself explains everything, so I'm sure you guys got it. Knowing yourself, your mindset, and who you want to become, your goals, your energy, all of these things are important to keep in mind before you want to know anybody else's. So, if you want to become anyone's friend, be your own first. Don't become friends with anyone who has a low self-esteem. Now I know some people may not want to hear this or may not agree to it, but please, I'm sorry to say that your delusion about them developing isn't gonna work. Stating this from my personal experience, their low energy and mindset affects yours by so much. You don't have to wait for them to become a high-value person and become confident or anything. Sure, you may say that they're your friends and you should help them instead of walking away from the friendship, but are you really that sure that they would change their mindset and level up like you are? I'm not saying they have to be like you, but they should at least deserve you. Spotting friends like these is easy. They may be jealous of you or may try to pull you down. They may constantly make you feel guilty about things, or they may simply have a draining energy. Please, it's not your job to wait for them to level up and find self-love. Just let them be with whatever victim or delusional story they want to think. Stop giving millions of chances to other people. At some point, I can understand, but after that, please, there's a limit to how much you can forgive. And forgiveness doesn't always mean you have to connect with those people again. Sometimes it just means accepting the situation, moving on from it, and never speaking to them again. Knowing what you deserve is so important. Don't settle down. Don't let people treat you however they want to. You're not their convenience. Have the power and confidence to get up and say, "I deserve so much better," and then wait for the better. Stop chasing anything that aren't your dreams. Chasing your dreams is something I would fully support, but chasing people, no, that's not who you are. So please, I don't even need to explain this. Lastly, understand that no one will value you if you don't value yourself. How you perceive yourself is how others perceive you. If you know you're a great and confident person, the same will be reflected in the energy you give out to people. How you talk about yourself, how you treat yourself, and how you set up boundaries is what makes you special. If you don't value and respect yourself, don't expect it from anybody else. I hope this was helpful, and please believe in yourself and just prioritize your own self. The rest of the world will fall into place. See you next Sunday. Till then, take care. I love you, and this is me signing off.